Quality diamond at a better price every day.
At Better Fields, we can make diamonds a part of your life.
Butterfield Jewelers, 2411 San Pedro, and on the web at butterfieldjewelers.com.
Send us a photo of your muscle car and you could win Southwestern Muscle Car Nationals prizes and tickets as the muscle cars roll into town April 4th, 5th, and 6th at Expo New Mexico. Go to 770KKOB.com for details.
770KKOB News Radio time is 11:05. The high-stakes battle for the 1st Congressional District seat being vacated by Heather Wilson rises to a new level today as Republican State Senator Joe Carrero formally opens his campaign headquarters at 2231 Wyoming Boulevard, located next to Twister's just south of Manal. Carrero tells 770KKOB, today's grand opening presents a great opportunity for voters to become involved in the political process.
If you're an independent out there especially, and you're someone that hasn't participated in Republican primaries before, I would suggest you get involved in my campaign.
Carrero offers a common sense reason why.
Let's make it so that when we get to the voting booth on election day, that we don't look at those two names and say, how did these two people get here? That we actually decide who is going to win the general election and represent us in Congress.
Today's grand opening runs until 1 p.m.
Mostly sunny and breezy this afternoon with high temperatures around 71 degrees. Winds out of the southwest at 10 to 20, gusting over 25 miles an hour. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows near 45. This is Eyewitness News 4, meteorologist Ty Shesky for 770 KKOB.
Right now, sunny and 56 in Albuquerque, on air and online worldwide at 770KKOB.com. Our next news update is at 11:30. I'm Gary Garrison on your breaking news station, 770 KKOB.
This is the Computer Corner Show on News Radio 770 KKOB. For the next hour, they'll be taking your calls on computer problems and questions. The Computer Corner Show on News Radio 770 KKOB.
It is 11:06 a.m. and a happy Saturday morning to all of you within the sound of my voice. My name is Phil Shortell. I'm your host and the lead instructor at Computer Corner. You're logged on to the Computer Corner Radio Hour, and I'm here today with one of the fine technicians from Computer Corner, Mr. Bill King, and we're once again happy to have back with us one of the owners of Computer Corner, Carol Petronovich. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Phil.
And happy birthday to Bob, our producer. Are we ready to sing now?
No,
Bob's making sounds and motions like he's going to cut us off the air if we try to do that.
Unplug yours, Bob.
But anyway, happy birthday to you, Bob. Thank you so much for everything that you do. We really do appreciate it every day of the year, not just this one. Hey, if you're having a conundrum with your computer or are puzzled by your printer, we're here today to give you free computer advice for the next hour. Give us a call. We'll take those hardware and those software questions.
We'll be taking your questions in just a couple of minutes. If you'd like to jump in the queue, you can call in now at 243-3333 or 1-800-460-0770. Or if you're on the Verizon cell phone network, you can just hit #770 and you'll dial right in. Those are all free calls.
And everyone, please don't hesitate to ask any question at all. Even those easy ones are really great, especially because with the thousands of listeners that we have on to the Computer Corner show, if you've got a question, you know, this could really help another listener, too. So for the next hour, please consider us, the three of us, your personal computer consultants. If you've got a question, a software question, such as how do I do a graph in Excel, for instance, Phil, our lead instructor, can assist because he is a software guru.
Actually doing an Excel class this afternoon, too.
Oh, wonderful. Very good.
You excel at that.
Oh, the two of you. And if you do have a hardware question, Bill, of course, one of our great technicians is here, and he can help with that, too.
Yeah, we give him access to a lot of things.
Word.
And if you want an honest opinion about what you buy and why, that's where Carol comes in to us, too.
Well, that's true. With Joe and me owning Computer Corner for 25 years, I definitely have my opinions about what to buy, and value is the most important thing for me. You don't have to spend a fortune to get a great quality computer or laptop or printer. But to spend your money wisely, you need to focus on the quality and the price combination and, you know, get a good recommendation from someone you trust. And that's me.
Well, that's very true, folks. And there's been a lot of talk about recession. Either we're in one or we will be in or could be in. The best way to recession-proof our community is to buy locally rather than on the web.
You know, that's absolutely true. I wholeheartedly agree with that. I always try and buy locally, whether it's books or anything. You know, we try and keep the money in New Mexico, and we hope that you do too.
Before we get to your great calls, we already have two people on there.
Wonderful.
So that's great. Thank you for calling us, folks. Carol always has something to share with you, but before we even get to that, I want to congratulate her, because yesterday she was named as one of the top 25 women in business in New Mexico. Not only was that honor bestowed upon her, but that is, I think, the 15th consecutive year that she's won that award.
Thank you.
Now, Carol doesn't blow her own horn enough, and I'm going to force it a bit here. Carol, you've won that award 15 years in a row. How many years has the award been in existence?
Actually, 15.
Carol is the only woman in New Mexico to have received this award every year since it was begun.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks, Bob. I appreciate that. I really appreciate it very much. I'm blushing here a little bit.
She actually is. If we had the webcam,
it's really true. Thanks for bringing that up, Phil. That is really an honor for me every year. And it's been given to me and the other top 25 women in New Mexico by New Mexico Woman Magazine. Jill Duvall there this was her brainchild. So I thank her too. But, you know, truly, even though I get to stand up and accept that award, and that's so special for me, I couldn't receive that without our hardworking and dedicated staff. So we just have so many great people, and gosh, we've actually had a number of people that have been with us for a really long time, too. I've got one person that's been on our staff for 12 years, so my thanks to our staff. And, of course, to all of our clients. I really couldn't do that. I'd receive this award without them, too. So thank you very much.
I must say, I really enjoy working at Computer Corner. You know, I really enjoy being part of an organization that sincerely wants to take care of its customers and to do a good job. Plus, I like the fact that it's a locally owned company, which means I actually get to know my bosses. You know, Carol and Joe are two of the best employers I've ever had.
Thanks, Phil.
I really prefer, I like being able to just talk to you in person, not have to email back east somewhere or India or wherever you might be.
I really appreciate that too, Bill. We do try and provide a nice place to work, a happy place. And I think it helps us to serve our clients better. I think, when you've got happy people waiting on you, that it makes a difference. So anyway, I did want to let you know that I won't be on the next radio show in 2 weeks. With Phil and Bill, but we will have a surprise guest with them. And in fact, it's so much of a surprise that I don't quite know who it is yet myself. There will be someone.
Carol, it is a well-kept secret, but I do understand that Angelina Jolie is quite the computer expert. So I'd like to suggest that we try to get her. What do you think about that one, Bill?
That would work pretty well. But Carol, you might also consider Eva Longoria.
Okay, so who is she, and how does that relate to computing?
She's on the show Desperate Housewives, and in one of the episodes, I believe she actually had a printer jam.
Bill, I actually think in that episode she got in a jam with her plumber, not a printer. But that'd be okay, too.
Maybe I should consider reconsider leaving you two alone in the next 2 weeks.
I can do that. We promise we'll be good.
I'm sure you will. I'm sure. Well, one more thing before we get to your great calls. The next Computer Recycle Day at Computer Corner is Saturday, May 3rd. So bring all your old equipment to us on that day. That's the best day because we actually have a whole truck set up in our parking lot to accept donations. And Bill? Tell us.
You can find Computer Corner at 4410 Manal Northeast. We're between San Mateo and Washington on the south side of the street.
So please,
likes to remind everyone where we're at, and I always forget to say that. So
it helps if you want to recycle a computer to know where to bring
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
It does. Yeah, but anyway, Alan, that's going to bring us to you. Alan, you're on the air at KKOB, and thank you for calling us this fine Saturday. What's up? What can we do for you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
You sound like you're really ready for the day.
Well, see how that goes. I'm the computer whiz's nightmare. I'm the busy blonde that walks into the car repair shop and says, I put gas in and I turn the key and I push the pedals, but nothing happens. What's wrong? So what I've got is a computer. And I've been trying to, when the year changed with Adware, their free issue of the cleanup program, wouldn't work any longer. I couldn't get the update downloads. And I keep trying to push the button and nothing happens.
When you say you couldn't get the uploads, what happens when you push the button? Nothing, literally?
It says your definitions are X number of days old. Do you want an update? And I pushed yes, and it says something like error, or you need to download the updated 07 version, or 08 version, actually. And I've tried every way that I know how to get it to download the updated freeware version, and I can't get it to happen.
Okay, I missed which program this was in?
Adaware.
Oh, just Adaware.
Uh-huh.
Have you tried uninstalling it and reinstalling it from scratch?
Ha. Now, see, I barely know what that means.
Go into the control panel.
Okay.
Go to Add and Remove Programs.
Okay.
Find the listing for Adaware.
Okay.
And when you highlight it or click on it, there'll be an option that says Remove.
Okay.
And so let it go through that, let it pull it all the way out, and then go download the 2008 version of the software and reinstall it from scratch.
Okay. When I've been trying to install it, it asks where to put the file. And at first I was just having it put it anywhere it thought it
that a computer. Normally I let it go wherever it wants, yeah.
Yeah, and it'll go. It says it's a two-hour download, and after about 15, 20 minutes, it says, oh, can't do it. Sorry, bye.
Two-hour download. Are you on a dial-up connection, Alan?
Yeah.
I think we figured that one out.
Yeah. your connection's probably timing out due to inactivity or just network not being stable.
Or boredom in the slowness of that whole thing.
That could be true, too. Any chance you have any friends that have a high-speed connection?
Maybe
they download it and put it onto a CD for you.
Oh, would that be a way to do it?
You could do that. Have them download it and burn it onto a CD or flash drive. And then you can bring it over to your computer and install it, and you won't have to worry about that two-hour download.
Uh-huh.
That would be another option.
Now, we can do that kind of thing for you, too.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be, a nominal fee. It's not a big deal for us. That's an option for you as well in our service center.
But, Alan,
how much is a nominal fee?
Well, I don't know how much they charge.
It would be nominal, though.
It would be. It really would be
be much. But, Alan, I'll tell you something. I mean, you tell us that you don't know anything, but you sound like you know a lot more than you're letting on. And I actually think that you would be perfectly capable of doing that yourself. But if you do get into trouble, keep us in mind.
Yeah, and, if you do want to know exactly how much that would cost, give us a call at the store at 881-233. And they can tell you exactly how much. And I hate to say how much I think it might be, but it's not much. So
okay.
Not much.
As a matter of fact, I think we could say that it's nominal.
Sorry about that.
Alan, thank you so much for calling. And Richard, Joe, and John, we're going to be back to you in a minute, but you hear that music in the background, and that's telling us that it is just about time for us to turn this over to hear some important commercial messages.
This is the Computer Corner Show on the Talk Monster, 770 KKOB. This is the Computer Corner Show. Michael Savage, weeknights at 9 on New Mexico's Talk Monster, 770 KKOB.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Computer Corner Show on 770 KKOB. I'm your host, Phil Shortell, along with Carol and Bill from Computer Corner.
And just so you guys know, we have 17 and 19-inch CRT-style monitors at Computer Corner that are free. They're completely free. They are, of course, pre-owned because they mostly don't make that type of monitor anymore. But if you need a working CRT monitor, just come into the store. We're located at 4410 Manal Northeast in between Washington and San Mateo, and the CRT monitors are free for you while they last.
You know, it's interesting how technology changes and that CRTs are almost no longer available. It actually seems like only yesterday that when I was about 8 or 9, my family got their first TV set, and it was my first look at a cathode ray tube.
8 or 9? I didn't know they made them back during the Civil War.
Smart guy, huh? Actually, Bill, it was the Peloponnesian War. But anyway, free is pretty good price. You have to admit that.
Absolutely. So come into Computer Corner for a free CRT, 17 or 19 inch. Please, one only per family.
Yeah, there are a bunch of them there, and they're actually all functional.
Yes,
and I think that's a terrific opportunity for people who might need something, might have an old 13-inch that's not working.
Or just don't have one that's working at all.
Yeah.
So they're free.
So, Richard, you are on the air, and can we interest you in a free CRT, or is there something else that sparks your interest this morning?
No, I've got rid of my computer CRT, and I just keep drooling at the flat screens to replace my old television set that weighs about 600 pounds.
I keep trying to tell my wife I think the picture on our old television is fading, and she keeps saying, no, it looks fine to me. I'm working on it, though.
So maybe the government will get in there and mine won't receive the signal anymore.
Don't talk to us about the government. But, yeah, that is coming, the first of the year.
So congratulations, Carol.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it, Richard.
But my question is, I have a I've got a desktop. It's a Dell, and I have a laptop. It's an HP. And it's called a desktop husband and the laptop wife. And every once in a while, and the desktop is wired into the router, hardwired, and the laptop we use wireless off from the same router. Every once in a while, they go on non-speaking terms. And so husband's asking, what did I do now?
Is that like Elliot and Silda?
Yeah. and when I take him in for counseling, I discover that for some reason or other, I think it may be the network address on the two gets switched. The 192.168. whatever it is, let's say the desktop was 0.1 and the laptop was 0.2. For some reason or other, when I go into each of the individual machines, I discover that the laptop is now like 0.1 and the desktop is 0.2, so I have to go into the router and let it know that it's okay for the two to talk to each other again.
Before Bill takes that, because that is certainly a Bill area of expertise, just a quick question for you. The operating systems on the two different machines?
They're both Windows XP.
Okay.
The IP address actually shouldn't matter. Now, have you hard-encoded these IP addresses, or are they being assigned by the router? Do you know?
That I don't.
If you haven't made the change, they're probably dynamic, which means they're getting an IP address assigned by the router. The router, basically the first one who come up and say, I need an IP address, he gives him the first IP address in the pool. So the fact that they switch should not be an issue. The way the router handles it, it shouldn't care one way or the other. Unless, for some reason, you've got something that you've said, always go to this IP address to get to the desktop or the laptop, which isn't the normal way to set things up.
Right.
So the fact that the IP addresses are flipping, basically, I don't see being the issue.
Except maybe, now I just remembered something else.
Okay.
The firewall and virus protection software, you know, I have... I set it up so that basically they'll only talk to the specific addresses that I identify. So
okay.
What happens, I think, is that the two get switched, and then I guess it would be the firewall.
Right. Is this McAfee or Norton?
No, actually, I use AVG.
Okay. What you probably need to do instead of... Zone Alarm. Okay. What you need to do is tell Zone Alarm that anybody in the 192.168.0 whatever address is allowed. In other words, you may have it nailed down a little bit too tightly. You may need to relax it just a little bit so that anybody on the internal network, and you know, you've got the four sets of numbers in the IP address.
Mm-hmm.
If you do, and I'm going to just pick 192.168.0. And then put zero in the fourth section. That tells the router or the firewall that anybody in that range is allowed to talk to anybody else in that range.
All right.
That last piece of information you gave us was pretty important. And thank you for that, because that does make a difference, because that way he would care about what the addresses are.
Yeah.
And you're not using remote desktop or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
And that wouldn't expose me to, say, a neighbor who's...
Well, ideally on the wireless, you have a security password set up on the router.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Then that's where your security lies, is in that password and the encryption. And the firewall is, you know, monitoring stuff trying to come in and out of the internet itself.
Mm-hmm. So, Richard, what's the password? No, don't tell us. I'm only kidding.
Richard,
I could tell you some stories about passwords I've found people using, but they might be listening too and then get embarrassed by this. So thank you for your call, Richard. We really do appreciate that. And we're going to be back to you, Joe, John, and Billy, but you hear the music, and the music is, as always now, is telling us that it's going to be time for us to take a break that's going to include some news, which is always of interest to everyone.
This is the Computer Corner Show on the Talk Monster. On the Talk Monster, 770 KKOB. This is the Computer Corner Show. Bob Clark and the morning team. Weekday mornings 5 till 10. On New Mexico's Talk Monster, 770 KKOB.
And we are once again back, and I have something I would like to share with you that was given to us by the producer during the break. Some days you get lucky. Other days, you've got to deal with your computer. And, you know, Bob, I think that was really a good line. Thanks for that. But you have to understand that I guess that means we don't get lucky any day.
Except I really enjoy the computers. Of course, it's my life. But
I don't have to deal with my computer a whole lot. It's everybody else's I have to deal with.
That's been mine. Maybe that's why I enjoy my computer so much. But, you know, if I have a Windows problem, I've got experts around me. I take a little break and they take care of me.
Mm-hmm.
So really quick, I just want to promote our Computer Recycle Day again. We're going to start doing it on the first Saturday of every month, starting in May. Forgive me. And we're not doing it in April. Starting in May, we're doing computer recycling at Computer Corner on the first Saturday starting in May. And when you do recycle a computer at Computer Corner, we give you a coupon that's good for $10 off an Equus computer system, which is a desktop computer that we can build to order for you. We've sold over 43,000 of those Equus systems in New Mexico. And you also get a coupon for 10% off of training and 10% off of your first hour of service if you have an hour or more of service labor in our service department. So those are really good reasons to recycle with us. We want to give you an incentive to come to us. And, you know, of course, we really want you to recycle your computers because we don't want those going into some landfill somewhere.
No, when
you recycle with us, they're going to get either fixed up and given to nonprofit organizations who really need them, or they're going to get properly reclaimed the metals and materials inside. So anyway, so that's my
okay pitch. We're going to go back to the phones now. We have Joe and John who have both been waiting for over 25 minutes. And Joe, I'm going to take you first because you have actually been waiting 13 seconds longer than John. John, do not give up hope. But Joe, you're on the air.
Good morning. And congratulations, Carol.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
About you.
Appreciate that very much.
By the way, I bought my last computer from your store.
Thank you.
Well, we hope it wasn't your last computer there, Joe.
The last one I bought.
Okay.
We appreciate that, too. Thank you.
That was in fall, and we're really pleased with it.
I'm so happy to hear that, really.
Got a question for you. This may be a simple little question. My wife was on the computer this morning on the Internet, and she was doing some work. Suddenly, everything just shut off, she said, completely. The monitor, the computer, even the fan in the computer went off and then clicked right back on. And I asked her, I wasn't there at the time, so I asked her, did the lights go off at the same time? She said, no, none of the lights went off because we have a light that's right over the computer to help us to see. And I was wondering if the power surge could do something like that, just all of a sudden click off and then click back on.
You're talking about the surge protector?
That's what I meant, the surge protector.
Yeah. It's entirely possible, I suppose. Also, computers are a little bit more sensitive to electrical interruptions than like your electrical lamps are, and especially like an incandescent or something. You may have had just a very, very brief power outage.
I want to tell you a little story, too. I had a friend of mine call me one time with a similar problem, and she would say, you know, intermittently it would just go off, and then it would come back on and go off, it would come back on. And after some discussion with her, we realized that she actually was tapping her foot on her surge strip and tapping the little button, the on-off button. And so some things are not quite as technical as as they might appear.
I've seen that also.
So sidebar.
It just happened that one time, Joe? Only the one time?
First time we've ever seen it happen.
Hmm.
Once is a glitch, twice is an issue.
Yeah.
Is kind of what I say. If it starts happening again, I would go ahead and try replacing the power strip, the surge protector.
And if it does happen again and you want to talk to us, even if we're not on the air at that time, you're welcome to email us at radioshow@compcorner.com. That's all one word, radioshow@compcorner.com. Or, you know, Bill's in the store Monday through Friday, too, because he can take a call from you, too.
Yeah, but one other question for you, Joe, because I've seen this one happen, too. Do you have a cat?
No.
Okay. Because I've actually had that happen where a cat pulled the plug. You know, pulled it partially, was tugging on it a little bit.
Yeah. So check all those connections to the wall and make sure everything's real secure. And
see, sir, Okay. The surge protector is down there by our feet. It could be that she accidentally tapped it.
Just tap it a little bit.
Yeah, a little loose or something, and you just, knocked a little bit.
So I hope that gives you something to look for anyway. And we do want to, again, thank you for calling and waiting all that time on the hold.
And for your business. Gosh.
Yeah, we do appreciate.
We appreciate it.
Thanks again, Joe. And that means, John, that wasn't so bad. You only had to wait another 35, 40 seconds after we held you up there for it. What's up, John?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, congratulations, Carol.
Oh, thank you again. Gosh, I'm just blushing right and left here today.
Hey, while we're here, also say happy birthday to Bob. Go ahead.
Yes. Happy birthday to Bob, too.
Okay. No, we wanted you to say that, John.
Oh, happy birthday, Bob.
Thanks.
And also, thank Bill there for helping me out of my computer when I brought it in.
You're welcome.
And I'm the one that dealt with you on the burner and the movie maker and all that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And my question is, on the movie maker, everything is fine.
Okay.
The only thing is there a quick fix or something I can do to where I can slow the movie down instead of having a real fast one?
You want to put the movie into slow motion?
A little slower than what it's at now.
I'm not a movie guy. Remember, they weren't invented when I was born. So.
Damn. Oh, sorry.
I'm afraid I don't know off the top of my head, John. I don't play with Movie Maker a whole lot.
Does a favor, though. Email Bill, and he picks up the radio show questions. Email Bill with that, and he'll do a bit of research and then get an answer back to you.
Yes, I will.
Yeah. And any questions that I could get Matthew Brady involved in giving the answer on, I'm good for.
Oh, okay.
No, actually, I am good on still photography, but movies are not a forte of mine.
So I would email it at radioshow@compcorner.com. At compcorner.
And that way he'll know your email address and he can respond to you.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you
very much for calling. You know, and we actually do that, folks. If you call us and if we can't answer a question, we actually go back and we research it and we try to figure out what to do. It's part of the way everything works at Computer Corner and why Computer Corner has been around now for 25 years. There are a lot of places that come and go, and we don't. And the reason we don't is because of you and because
it's true.
We care for you.
That's,
we actually try to make
really
it happen.
True. That is very true. We care a lot about our customers, our community, and like I said earlier, we try and have a great place to work because I know that that makes our staff happy, and we have great staff, and that makes them want to take good care of you. And I think they do a good job. You know, we can't please everybody all the time, but we try. So we do sincerely try.
It's all anyone can do, try. And we are going to try to help you, Billy. Billy, thank you for calling and waiting. And what can we do for you on a beautiful spring Saturday morning?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning,
Billy.
I was trying to print my tax returns.
Uh-oh.
And I ran out of ink during the middle of it, so I changed out my black cartridge, and it told me to realign the printer. Well, I forgot to do that. But anyway, after I did that, got it back in there and everything, I can't print. It just won't. It acts like it's not reading my server, I guess.
What kind of printer is it?
It's a HP OfficeJet 5610 HI all-in-one.
Okay.
And on the where it says print, I've tried to delete all those printers on there and just start over and reinstall it. And one of them, the HP OfficeJet, says it's trying to delete, but it doesn't delete. It just stays there.
Yeah, deleting the printer as opposed to the jobs that are in the printer queue. Is that correct, Billy?
Yeah, there's one job in there, and I'm trying to, I was just trying to delete the whole thing, but it won't do it.
Not while there's a job stuck in the queue, it won't.
So yeah,
you have to get the job done first. You have to. I assume you're on XP. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If you right click on the job, you should have a list of options that come up. Among the options will be pause, and among the options should also be cancel. So what you want to do is, I think, cancel that one.
It'll say cancel all documents.
Right. Well, you said that there's only one in there, but cancel or cancel all is going to do the same thing. But you're going to have to get that one out before you can delete the printer. And actually, just getting that one out, that may solve the problem right there by itself.
Well, I can't. I don't understand what you meant. I'm sorry. I'm kind of computer illiterate. Where do I go?
Listen, if you didn't understand, that's our fault, not yours, so don't worry. Go to the printers and go down to Start and find printers and faxes, or go to Control Panel and find printers.
I'm at printers and faxes.
Okay. And now look at that one printer that has something showing that there is a document in there waiting to be printed.
Yeah, it says deleting documents one.
Okay.
And it's been sitting like that for a while?
Oh, it's been that way for 2 days. I've been fooling with this thing for trying to get it to delete that. In fact, I reinstalled HP Office Jet, but it won't work either. So
yeah.
I can't get this thing out of here.
Out of curiosity, on the front of the printer itself, are you in an offline mode?
No, I'm online.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we need to go to a break. But what we'd really like you to do, Billy, is, again, I'm going to ask you to email us at radioshow@compcorner.com. And Bill will pick up that email, and he will probably want to give you a call and walk you through it a little bit more. Because we do understand that this might take a little bit longer.
Okay. So thank you very much, Billy, and we will take care of you after the show. Nelson and anybody else who's waiting online there, we will be back right after the following messages.
This is the Computer Corner Show on the Talk Monster, 770 KKOB. Computer Corner is the Computer Corner Show. Michael Savage, weeknights at 9 on New Mexico's Talk Monster, 770 KKOB.
And it is once again time to come back for our final segment here. Before we take the next call, I would like to say that you can still get to us. We have a couple of open lines here, 243-3333 or 1-800-460-0770 or
#770 on the Verizon Wireless Network.
And if we aren't able to take your calls on the show, of course, we'll be back in 2 weeks. But if you do have a problem with your computer and you really don't know what to do, Computer Corner has a low $25 diagnostic fee. And that diagnostic fee, you know, we will take it as far as it needs to go to tell you what's wrong with your computer, find out what's wrong, tell you what it's going to take to fix it and how much that'll cost. Sometimes, you know, that can take an hour or two, especially if it's a laptop or something.
Mm-hmm. We do not make money on the diagnostic fees.
$25 flat fee for any printer, laptop, computer, anything. So keep us in mind for that.
And we have Nelson, who has been so patient, waiting there for 23 minutes.
Oh, my gosh, that is a long time.
Yeah, but we got you now, Nelson, and we hope
I didn't realize that time flies when you're having fun. You know?
Well, I'm really glad to hear you say that, because we're having fun, too.
Got a quick question for you.
Okay.
I'm using Comcast, and when I'm browsing on that thing, every now and then a little box pops up, working offline box, and I've done nothing to work offline. There's one of two answers you can give, and if I say connect or that, then it just goes right on like it should. But that thing keeps flying up. Is there something I can do to get rid of that? Or
we're looking confusedly at each other here.
Now this is an Internet Explorer, I'm assuming.
Right, issue 7, and I was having a problem before, and I've re-put that issue 7 back on again.
Okay.
Rebooted that part of it. So, I don't know.
It could be related to the Comcast service somewhere.
It almost sounds like you're having occasional network dropouts, right. Is really what it sounds like.
You know what I would do? Comcast has a fairly good tech support. I would give them a call. We've had pretty decent experience with Comcast.
They come out and just replaced my connection on that.
For this issue?
Yeah.
Well, I would let them know it didn't solve it.
Yeah, I think so.
I was having a different problem before.
Oh, a different problem.
Okay.
I really kind of think
whether it's that or...
Now, do you have any kind of a router or anything after your cable modem?
I have a router before, and then I go into the...
So from the computer it goes to a router, from the router it goes to the cable modem.
Right.
Okay. The problem could lie in the router. If it's an older router and it's maybe overheating or something or just getting ready to die, that could also cause it.
So what this really needs is a diagnostic, really. But this particular kind of thing, you can actually could not bring it into the store for diagnostic because we need to look at
work on your network.
Exactly. We can dispatch Bill out to your site if you want. But I would really give Comcast a call first because they're going to support that. And it's possible whatever they did to make your first repair either wasn't completely done or perhaps, you know, something they did created a second issue.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely would try Comcast first.
We think that's going to be the best bet for you, Nelson.
I didn't know what it was. I kept looking to see if there was something that I could
I don't think it's your computer, mm-hmm. and I don't think it's the software, because I'm not a tech, but, you know,
yeah,
I've always got my opinions.
But I think we're all shaking our heads the same way in acquiescence that
well,
we think Comcast.
Well, I was going to call them, but you people are much nicer to talk to.
Thanks,
well, thank you. Nelson, that's a nice thing for you to say. Thank you so much for saying it, and
all
thank
right.
you for calling. And Bob, it is time for you. I don't know if I pushed the button before I said
yeah.
Bob, but now I've got Bob.
Okay, I'm right here.
Okay.
I got an Epson CX94 fax from you guys, and I was installing the cartridges, and I got a message from the red and the yellow. And do you have a fellow named Doug down at your office? I called and...
Doug? No.
Oh, some other name. But
I've got a brother-in-law named Doug, but he wouldn't be helpful at all.
We've got Scott.
He was in the service section. He suggested I wait till Monday to bring it in because you guys...
Printer guy.
Daniel.
Dan.
I bet. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
He's the printer guy, yeah.
Yeah. And anyway, I went through all the setup, and I got to putting the cartridges in. And now I'm thinking maybe it's just faulty cartridges, but does that happen, or have you had this happen before?
Not very often. You know, Epson's one of our top brands, Epson and HP, and it does happen, but it's very rare.
I know you're supposed to shake it up before you put them in the night. Wood side, I thought. Enough, but...
Unless the cartridges were old, which I wouldn't think they would be.
They're the 69M, you know.
But they do have date. They have expiration dates on them. And so, if by chance there's, you know, you got old ink, and if you got it from us, it wasn't old because we check our date stamps all the time.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it does happen.
It felt like you might have to replace it and bring everything back in. And I said, I hope it's not that. But
well, we hope not too. But I do know for sure we can figure it out for you, and
okay.
we will take care of you.
I'll come by Monday.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Bob. We do appreciate that. And, yeah, and I'm going to start you, Brett, but I think we're going to wind up finishing you. Actually, not Brett. Excuse me. Pat, I'm going to put you on, but we only have 30 seconds. You have something for 30 seconds, or if not, we will answer it off the air.
And Brett and Alan, stay on the line. We'll
get to you, too. Yeah. But, Pat, you are on the air.
Okay. Just really quick, can you password protect a file as opposed to a document? I know how to do it for a Word document, but can you do it for a folder?
In Windows, in Vista, you should be able to do a permissions on it.
Yeah. And not easily. Not that I can explain in...
Okay.
The next few
That's
seconds.
Another one to send us an email.
And actually, we'll put you on hold and grab you off the air and get your phone number.
And I just pushed the button and I disconnected, Pat. So please call back and we'll get you. That was my fault.
Call back or email us, Pat.
Music has begun to play in the background, which means it is time for me to say thank you so much to all of you people who called in. And thank you also for those of you who just listened.
We'll be back in 2 weeks. Actually, I won't be back in 2 weeks.
No, but we are going to be here with Angelina Jolie and Eva Longoria. Until then, the Computer Corner Radio Hour is logging off.
You've been listening to the Computer Corner on News Radio 770 KKOB.